You are now listening to Tough Talk with host comedian Fat Baby and co-host Lena Jones. This show is already in progress.
Being with Aaron Pierre, the one that played Mustafa. Gosh, everybody, that's so fine. He's fine as hell. I mean, I don't know if he'll fine, but he is fine. Well, congratulations to them both. Aaron Pierre and Tiana Taylor, They are the item now. They are together. They have officially came out telling everybody they are together. And they came out with a photo shoot, baby. Yes, they came out with a photo shoot. They look good. They look good together. She came out. I mean, they look so good. It was already rumors around seeing them together in different venues and stuff. But they officially made it official to the world. And they did it by coming out with a photo shoot. Shout out to you, baby. But Iman, leave them people alone. Iman messing with them, making rap songs, shit on his Twitter. Iman, you cheated on that girl all that long time. It's done. It's over with. It's done. When I say it's done. She done moved on. He over here, I mean, not acting like the divorce wasn't official in 24. We are now 25. You done all of that cheating, allegedly, but she had proof. And now he's trying to sue her for the kid. And that ain't gonna work, but you tried that. But good luck to everything that you guys are trying to do together. I'm so glad to see black love. That shit is something. Because I don't know what Papoose, Renamon, and Carissa is doing. I don't know what the hell is going on over there. But allegedly right about now, they saying Renamon has been cheated on by, you know, the one she's sleeping with. And he's been spending Papoose news of recruiting stuff like that, allegedly. But either way, they're not divorced. That's still her husband. I mean, no matter how much y'all make y'all think official, that doesn't matter. At the end of the day, that's still her husband. So if she wants to send vagina pics to her husband, who the hell is left to try to judge? That's her husband. Until they both go sign the paperwork, that's what the hell y'all need to be asking. Why the paperwork ain't signed? Why ain't nobody went down there and signed no damn paperwork? Y'all sitting up here doing all of this. Y'all even seeing the legal separation papers? You gotta be legally separated for a year before you can even petition for a divorce. Not that's even, you know, well, here. But not unless y'all do this thing together and there's no content, both of y'all gotta know. I don't see none of that type of paperwork, but y'all need to stop that. And another thing, why that bodyguard, who was the bodyguard, Uncle Ron, the bodyguard that came out, he was Beyonce and them bodyguard, and then he was Puffy. He came out and he was telling, you know, he said he was talking, working with the feds and everything. And talking to them, telling them, he said, in 1997, allegedly, Puff Daddy was supposed to have came to him and offered him $30,000 to off Biggie because Biggie was ready to leave and he wanted to get the masters, to own the masters and stuff to Biggie's catalog. He wanted the catalog, but he hired the bodyguard to do it, but he didn't, he refused to do it. And he said he was
killed Biggie.
Allegedly. Let me say, allegedly, you ain't getting my ass off. I don't know, but I don't know. Allegedly, don't send nobody over here. But do you know after the last video he made? In the last video he made, he was accusing Beyonce of doing drugs and saying that she allegedly knows a lot more than what she's saying. Her and Jay-Z, they saying the baby mother and all these this type of stuff. A whole lot of stuff came out of his mouth. Do you know the next day he was dead?
Who?
The bodyguard.
Oh, really?
He was dead. He died. Nobody paid attention to this. I kept seeing him come up there, but then all of a sudden his page was erased.
Mm-hmm.
But then his wife had put, his wife ended up putting a statement up there and said her husband. husband had died. Nobody knows what's from. I mean, well, not the outside world, but we know within 24 hours of him putting up that post, he was dead. He died September the 12th, 2024. Rest in peace. So, Uncle Rob, I don't know what information you hold. I don't know what truth you took with you. I don't know if it was lies and everything is allegedly. I don't know, but rest in peace to you. Because you was out here telling some truth. I mean, you was out here telling some facts. I mean, you was stating some facts. And I know you know a lot because you were both of there and bodyguards. And nobody is kind of closer to the situation than a bodyguard. And I think when these people start telling on, you know, telling their truth and speaking their truth and the things that they saw, I think that they need to be protected. I really do. I really think that she needs, you know, people need to be protected when they coming out and they trying to help your ass solve stuff. Y'all sat there and didn't protect that man. If he was talking to the FBI and all of that and trying to help everybody out and stuff like that, then I don't understand why they're not protected and guarded. Too many witnesses, too many people that's coming out speaking out. Everybody that come out and say anything about this whole situation, they end up dead. I don't understand. That's close to the situation. I don't know. I don't know if it's just everybody that's close to the situation sick as hell and need to go to the doctor, or I don't know. You never know. But rest in peace to them. Well, right now, we get ready to play a little music selection. And Lila, they better be, let me tell you. Black. It better not be no damn rock and roll up there. Black.
Black. Be right back. They are. They will be black.
Mm-hmm. And give me the daggone email so people can email their music in for what you think. What you think. You'll be doing it. Welcome back, my Tough Talk family. This is your girl, Fat Baby, or Lisa, aka Fat Baby. I'm sitting over here with my girl Lena. We are back. Oh, another thing, I said, you know what? I did not know that yesterday was Harriet Tubman Day. March the 10th is Harriet Tubman Day. I know damn well I'm not the only one out here that didn't know, because I ain't seen y'all with no shirts on. I didn't see y'all do no pose. Y'all didn't do any of that. I have not seen y'all do any of that. So I know that y'all didn't know either. So maybe that's a fun fact you might want to let your kids know. You might want to write down anybody that's homeschooling their kids, or anybody that just have kids, period, because you know damn well the school system is not going to teach them that. So I guess this was the day of her demise, so they label this as the Harriet Tubman Day. So let your kids know, knowing it's half the damn battle. And New York put y'all ass on the map right now. Y'all got something going on down there. Y'all got a rapper down there that released a video called Doing That. And the views went crazy. I'm talking about the views went mad crazy. The views went mad crazy after inmates and people that she had arrested noticed that it was Detective Mercado in the video. She wasn't in the video as a police officer. She was in the video as a video vixen. She was in a strip club in a bikini, and she got a nice ass body. I'm not even gonna lie to you. She banging. She got a nice body. She was twerking. She was the main video vixen. I mean, she was twerking, she bouncing, she doing all that shit in the video. New York, y'all got y'all detectives down there bouncing that ass. If y'all got them, y'all, they bouncing. And you know, the ones ahead of her, the Chiefs and stuff like that, they was like, there's nothing they can do because she's not violating nothing. She's not embarrassing the department or nothing like that. Basically, I think they like looking at that ass. That's the only reason I don't know. But I know down here, I don't know if down here in Virginia they're going to be able to do that. I don't know, but they, you know, a lot of, hey, and she worked for the SBU unit too at that. I know damn well when I was sitting there watching Olivia and stuff like that, I ain't seen nobody, no character like that. But, hey, to each his own, you have a nice body. She put it out there. Everybody is saying that, you know, she can't get charged for it. So, but the inmates is blowing that damn video up. The inmates and some of the people she arrested, because they probably didn't send the matter that she looked like that under that uniform. But either way, y'all blowing it up. Y'all setting their pockets right in the middle. Y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all are doing y'all thing. We gonna go to where you got things that are happening here in Virginia. Finally, the Ringling Brothers and Bottom of Bailey Circus is the hill back. Y'all put no people. I grew up on those people. I grew up on that circus, you know, being around that circus. Every year we would go because my grandfather was the head of operations. At the Norfolk folks, so we always went down there, and y'all put them people out of business. Some of them were beating the elephants and all this type stuff. Y'all did all of that, and knocked my childhood circus right on out there. But they are back. They are back, and you can go and see them at Hatcher Coliseum on March the 14th through the 16th. The show starts at 7 p.m. So you can go out there and do that. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. On the same night at the Funny Bone, you got Earthquake, you got Aries Spears, and you got King Bat. All of them will be here on March the 14th and the 15th. So you get your tail down there to the Funny Bone. So go down to the Funny Bone, or you can go ahead and bring the child up out of you, the childhood dreams, the kidhood stuff, and carry your ass on down there to the circus. Which is over there at the Hampton Coliseum, same day, March the 14th and the 15th. Y'all can go and do that. I got a question. We got to go into the question of the day. And the question of the day, I'm quite sure a lot of us were the topic of the day. I'm quite sure a lot of us have been through it and well, a lot of people in their family have been through it. And you probably have dealt with your kids or, you know. When is it a good age, right? Mm-hmm. For you to tell your kids they have to get out. When do you think is a good age, or what do you think is the last straw where you have to tell your kids they actually have to go? What do they have to do? What age do you consider? And what do you think they have to be doing for you to feel comfortable to tell them to get out? Let me tell you something. It's not like your ass can sit up there and just be like, yo, get out. If you love your kids the way you love your kids, it's kind of hard. But sometimes you, my boys, I almost said something up here, I know couldn't even hit the airwaves. Sometimes your ass is difficult as hell. Especially when y'all get to the point and we realize that y'all have our attitude and you start trying to challenge us and forget, because now that you got a little hair going down there and you had you a baby or something, you feel like that you didn't gain enough right to talk your talk to me and to say what you have to say to me up in my home. So my question is, what's the age you think, or is it not about age? What's the criteria you think when enough is enough, when you just have to say y'all have to get the hell out of there? What's your answer to that, Lena? There you go again, Lena. Do you understand you're the only man want to hear, or do you see it? Or what? Because you're the only one.
Why don't you answer your own question? What do you think? What's the age?
I'm asking you, and then I put my answer to it. You've been sitting over there while my lips dry. Can you answer why I wet my lips? You think this is fair? No, when
well,
do you think?
I don't know.
It's only your opinion. Opinions are like answers everybody has. So it's like,
I can't say. It depends. It's different for girls than it is for boys. You know, a boy has to be a man, and the man should be out there on his own providing for himself and his family.
Okay, good question. But what, when do you consider him a man? My thing is, it's not age. It's about maturity. So what level do you see him mature enough to get his ass out? Because, see, these are the same people that you look for your dishes, they all in their damn room. These are the same people that you let borrow your car and don't put the damn gas in the car.
Yeah.
These are the same people that forget to turn the light off.
Mm-hmm.
These are the same people that you take something out the freezer and thaw their ass, still ain't took it out yet. You get home, that shit rock solid.
Yeah.
And they just don't know, they're not even smart enough to know that they can go to the microwave and hit defrost and defrost it before you even get anywhere near there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, when everybody say 18, get out. That is not the age, please. That is not the age. I don't care if you graduated from an Ivy League school. At the age of 18, your maturity level is not there. And if anybody forces you to be grown than what you're supposed to be at 18, they're doing that for their own personal gain so they can go do what they want to do. But you are not grown at the age of 18. You do that. How are you grown and you can't even buy liquor? You got to be 21 to buy liquor. Now you have to be 21 to even buy cigarette products, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how the hell am I going to put you out at 18? But you can't even go and enjoy yourself and go buy anything. No alcohol or anything. But you got your own house. That's weird. So what do you feel? By the fact,
I don't know.
The question
well,
is, what do you
like, I said, I think it's different for boys. I think for boys, you should, they should at least be out between 25 and 30. When I say 30, I mean now, I think like 27, 25, between 25 and 27, I think a boy should be out. When it comes to a girl, it depends on her maturity level.
But they say girls mature faster than boys.
But then they do go out and make stupid mistakes.
Then that goes to show that some of these women's maturity levels are not what the hell everybody thinks. These little sayings that they're saying is not all what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody is their own person. And then sometimes it is about the upbringing, but then you can have two people, they can be sitting two sisters that in the house brought up the same way and come out totally different. But one might come out of rebellion, ready and shooting people up and all secluded, and the other one is a cheerleader sitting out here and, you know, a people's person.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like, we can sit in here and look out the window and we can see different things. But we're staring out the same window.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like, I don't know what the maturity level is because each person has their own maturity level.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I had to learn and grow up because I used to say the things that, you know, you have to break generational curses. I used to go out and say the same things and stuff like my mom said. The people expect you, sometimes they say when you're born a male, they just expect you to be so hard. They expect you to know things without them telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, versus they will sit down and they will cater to a girl and teach her everything that she needs to mm-hmm. know. But then when they go to their father, as when boys go to their father, they're hard on them. Half mm-hmm. of them don't hug them. They never kiss their son on the cheek mm-hmm. because they think his pump is not manly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy that they deny themselves of affection. They deny themselves going through all of that. They deny themselves of all that shit because they expect men to be something that they're not. No, your damn son is not grown at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Your son is not grown at 18 at all. Your son is not grown at 18.
Mm-hmm.
That, and we're just going to set that out. And neither is your damn daughter. She may act grown as hell because you've been keeping her in there, making her ass babysit ever since she was a little girl. So your ass can go out, but your little girl is not grown. And that's why they be looking for these older damn men, looking for these daddy figures and stuff, so they can get them to take care of them where they can finally act like the fucking child they were supposed to be. Because you set up there and had them watching all these kids and stuff, and having them acting older and being grown before they asked what's supposed to. And then you wonder why they're doing the things they're doing, they're not ready. Because you had them prepared just to be made, just to live their life. So when they try to go look for these older dudes and have them to leave your ass in there and they go around with the older dudes, that's because they're looking for the father figure because you wasn't the mother figure. That's how it goes. It is what it is. But I think us as parents need to do better because we were not taught this thing. We need to do fucking better. And I'm sorry to be coming off harsh, but it is what it is. I'm not your cheerleader. I'm going to tell you when you've done something wrong. I didn't get the parent thing right either. I didn't get the parent thing right. We never do. And it's because of things I went through in my life with my mother. You know, I can't say she wasn't, you know, she was a good mother to me. She wasn't the best mother that everybody else would see as a good mother. But the only thing that matters is that she was a good mother to me. So the hell with what the hell y'all think. Boom. I don't care. She taught me so much, you know, and I thought it was just nothing until I went into a lot of you dumbass people. And then I understand that she taught me a whole lot. I mean, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of you guys should have rode on the small bus, and you know, the little short one. And if you didn't, you were like one paper away from it. Because a lot of y'all slow as hell, and I know that no child left behind policy referred to you guys. It pushed your ass through. And some of y'all should have stayed. When my son didn't get things right in kindergarten, I held them back. And some of y'all should hold your damn children back. Y'all children not smart. And it's showing through y'all ass. Oh my gosh. When we come knock on y'all damn door, a lot of y'all is just not smart either. And I know. Hell, I've been there too. I've been there. And then you have people like advocates and people that are standing there trying to teach their kids stuff like my manager, Michelle Young. She worked with kids and stuff like that as well. And, you know, she got a degree in sociology, you know, and stuff like that, working with kids and stuff. And I command her. I draw one of people elbows on your damn shirt. I can't do it. I command you, Sally, because, for real, Chels, you get this. You get the award tonight for this. I command you with these kids, and then you take care of special needs kids, and you take care of, like, all kids. And I work two jobs to run the hell away from mine. You listen and you don't judge. Don't judge me. I work two jobs. I mean, hey, if you feel like you can't do a job in one way, you're going to have to do a job in another damn way. We going to have to do that. And I'd like to send a major shout out to my whole team worldwide. National Records. I like to send a major shout out to you damn guys. We mean nothing but up from here. I can't do nothing. I'm so amazed with everything, the videos and everything. If y'all check my page, I've been putting out the snippets and stuff for videos and stuff. We just shot those and I'm so proud of my team. So I gotta give a big shout out to them. A big, big, big major shout out. Mm-hmm. But on the other note, I can't tell you when the kids are old enough or grown enough. Y'all seen where people, it's like mostly black people, we brown, black, whatever the hell you want to call us this week, we just as well, whatever y'all being identified as, don't need no bull, don't need no BS up under my page with it because I don't give a damn. I don't know what color, I know I'm black. I mean, and they would say, don't tell them we black. I don't know what the hell y'all want us to be this week. Whatever we're going by this week, that's what the hell it is, but it is what it is. But I know my culture, we tend to put our children out and stuff before time. They're not damn ready. They're not ready. You weren't even ready. And let me tell you something, if they take away Section 8, food stamps, Medicaid, half our ass ain't even ready. I'm just saying. We gonna be, you know, we can't sit back here and we're sitting here and we're getting help because these dads and stuff is not doing what they supposed to do. and then we knock the rest. We can't do that. And it's so hard for men when they have their kids to get the same accommodation. Mm-hmm. Like, if they got custody of their kids, they're not getting food stamps. They might give them food stamps and stuff like that, but they're not giving them checks. They're not giving them, it's hard for them to get Section 8 and, you know, being afforded the things that we are being afforded as women in that same situation. If you want for that, half of us wouldn't be ready. So just know that your kids are not ready either. My culture just throw you out sometimes. But you gotta realize, like, the Chinese culture and the Mexican culture, all these different cultures, they live together until they gather up enough money to buy. That's why that is a true statement. They'll come on your block, buy one house, about 20 of them in one house, the other house available, then they done moved in there, then they done divided up 10 people, 10 of them in this house, 10 of them in that house, and by the time you turn your head, they done bought up the whole damn block while y'all sitting up here trying to shoot the people on the next block. We as people need to get our things together. We need to learn how to live together. We'll generate so much more wealth if we set up here and work together. If it was two families in a household, when we had a household, bought one big house with 8 rooms and put 2 to 3 different families, depends on how many people you have in your family, in this home, in this one home, and everybody pull together and put it together and do what we had to do, we could go ahead and pay that mortgage off within 10 years and we'll be buying another house. But we don't want to put ourselves together because we're too busy fighting over who the hell that drunk our milk or who drunk our juice in the refrigerator and all this type stuff. If we pull together, we'll be better together.
Yeah.
You just need to pull it together. We will be better together. And I feel like that's like the biggest thing. We just need to pull together. If we all pull together, we'll be better. Like, you can say everybody's, remember back in the day, they'd be like, everybody's on top of each other like Mexicans. Maybe now we need to be. Okay? Shit is hard. It is getting, you see how much eggs is? Eggs and wheat should not be the same price.
No, it's
not. You should not be sitting here making decisions. Can I buy a blend or do I need the egg sandwich? It's like, because you don't need the egg sandwich, that's so fun. So it's like, damn, you stuck. I mean, it's like you are really, really, really stuck. I don't even know what to say anymore to it. All I know is that we need to, I know we are out here working, they're paying us next to nothing. We'll never get paid for what we're worth. And we're out here trying to start our own businesses and stuff like that. But then when we get information, we're out here trying to make others pay for their information, you know, what they found out. Y'all don't want to help nobody. You want us to pay for the little reading that you've done and found out what to do and what made your success. It might not make your success, but you can give me some pointers on how to get there without having to pay you. You know, it's like, we need to start looking out for each other. Yeah. Y'all get on my damn nerves. I'm not going to another damn seminar that I don't understand. Y'all owe me some damn money. I'm not playing. Ain't nobody's playing with you. Nobody's playing. I keep watching Peach McIntyre, her ass. I don't know what's going on. One minute I'm trying to watch what's going on with trying to make money on YouTube and stuff. The next thing I know, we find a comment in her man's car. I'm so damn confused. I don't know what I'm looking at anymore. I don't know. But I don't know my way to riches. Just know that we done tried everything before we got there. So when we get there, we know how to handle that shit and keep it. And we get ready to go to another music selection. But before we go to a music selection and before we get back, after the music selection, we're going to get back and we're going to close out on you. But before we do that, I want to let you know that we will play your music. I need you to send your music to ljdnradio@gmail.com. That's ljdnradio@gmail.com. Send me your music in so I can play it on my show. Send it in, send it in, send it in, send it in. And then pretty soon, I'm going to be doing a rock and a drop it. So I'm going to listen to your music and I'm going to take the views of the people that's online listening to me, and I'm going to see if we're going to rock it or drop it. So I need y'all to send me your music in. And if it's good enough, I might let my crew hear it. No, I'm joking. Send it in. They listen. They'll be able to hear it as well. But send it in. Send it in. Might be a little collab or something. If you mind it right. We don't need that money. No, I don't know. So y'all, bring y'all. Bring y'all music in. Send me. The email again is ljbnradio@gmail.com. Send me your music, baby, so I can put it out here. We need more music. We need more diverse. We need more song because if
we are diverse.
No,
that's we the problem. We are diverse. I am sorry. So diverse.
Well, we need black. I'm not playing with you. Every time I come here, I'm a, you know what? Why the hell am I on
She's
country
going
music
to a commercial.
Day? Not country music day. What day I'm on? Rock day.
Rock.
I don't know, but you better rock some black though.
I am rocking black.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
We appreciate you every week for the ones that have been tuning in with us from day one. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. And we thank you for tuning in. Next week, we'll be back at the same time, doing the same shit. Just in the, well, in the same toilet, right? No, we're going to do a different shit in the same toilet, though. We're gonna do that.
We can do that.
But since we're back on live, we've been on live, which I have stressed to my live family. This week, rest in peace was kind of hard, you know, because it was to both our loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
It was to Sissy, and it was to my Aunt Martha. We'd like to say again, rest in peace to you guys. To my Aunt Martha Mingy, I love you so much, and you will be missed. And anybody that want to come to her funeral, we will be doing a celebration of life on Friday at the Kingdom Hall at Ingleside in Norfolk. So, to those of you that knew her, come on out and celebrate with us. They will be doing a viewing of her body at Fitchin and Man in South Norfolk on Thursday. Thursday between, I think it's 6 and 8. Yeah, so come on out and join me. I appreciate you guys for listening. And I thank you. And next week, we can do nothing but come back crazier than ever. Well, maybe you sound good today.
Yeah, I'm kind of somber.
Yeah, until you said something about singing, until you forgot you couldn't sing. Don't ever forget when we on.
Don't forget that I can't sing.
Yeah, don't forget when the mic on.
Okay.
I appreciate you, because you was about to go when
I'm
you playing.
I'm going to have a song just for you.
You're not having no damn song. Stop sounding seductive like that. Why the hell you sound like Girl 6 or something? You're not running that type of damn show here. What the hell was all of that? Don't ever do that again. Don't ever do that again. What would you bring all our stuff? Oh, man, you put all that bruh over there.
How would you prefer me to talk?
Not like that.
What's wrong with you?
What the hell wrong with you, Lena? You don't get nobody to talk like that. Hey, yo. The word of the day, XXL.
Wonder why.
But you might need to drink this with your man, because I don't know what the hell that just was. I don't know why she put all that bruh into what she was about to say, but I have to try you like you said, not the hell like that.
Do you want me to say it? Fat baby.
No, don't call my name like that. What the fuck is that?
Fat baby.
Don't call me
Lisa. Fat baby. Fat baby, is that better? It's fat baby.
Yeah, say it like you got animosity or something, but you're not going to say it's potential seduction like that. All that gruff like Jessica Rabbit and shit. What the hell you got going on over there? Fat baby, no the hell you're not. Don't say it like that. In fact, we're not doing that around here. We're not doing that. What the hell is he doing right there? For those of you that want us to play your music, I would like for y'all to send it to ljdnradio@gmail.com so we can play y'all music. We'll do a rock it or drop it section. So we're going to get your music out here. We're going to get it played. So Let's send it on there and we'll add you to the roster. And this will not be the only time that it will be played. We also play all throughout the week as my show. If you missed the show tonight, tune your ass in to the rest of the week. I will be on. I'll see you guys next Tuesday. I love you guys. I love you and I appreciate each and every one of you. Do you got anything to say over there?
No, I have nothing to say.
Yeah, I don't think you should say
that. I'm just, my mind, I got, you know.
Go ahead and play. I believe you.
I'm drinking.
Yeah, that's the problem. I got this one now. I think the wine tastes probably really gonna mess us the hell up. She's gonna put all that reference shit. We just not gonna do this no more. Yeah, we need that. Hell no.
Every week you say about something that we're not doing anymore.
Yeah, we end up doing
it. If we're going to just eliminate everything that we're not doing anymore, then there will be nothing for us to do.
But we're not doing that. Okay. If you're going to...
I didn't say it like that.
Yeah, that's like a rabbit. You just sound so seductive and that seems scary. Don't ever do that again.
Why was I scary? Did it turn you on?
Thank you, guys. Turn down. You know what? Thank you guys for tuning the hell in. We appreciate you. And we see you next week. I don't know. I think we might go start skipping the damn wine section. I don't know what just happened.
Bye-bye. You still got 3 minutes.
No, you know what?
You got 2 minutes.
I don't even know.
Every time that you're trying to cut out.
I don't know.
You can't cut out. On your 2 minutes, say something. Say something, fat baby, since I can't say.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Since I can't say, fat baby.
Yeah, you're not going to say that like that. Don't say it.
I'm going to say it just like this. Go ahead, say something. Say something.
I will leave my boy. Don't ever say it like that.
Oh, this wine went directly to my head.
You damn right it did. You ain't winning this. Look, yeah, if you trying to get somebody, if you trying to burn their buns up or something, like, and you couldn't make it to the liquor store or something, try this XXL. But then they do have the one that's 21%. And the 16% may act like that.
What's that?
Okay. This 16.
That's in a wine?
Yeah. That's why you over there acting crazy as hell. And I think that, that's your damn problem. We going to eliminate this. go get it. She ain't done act like that. Go get it. I'm telling you, you're getting burned and burned.
It's the Gouda.
Yeah, go get this. Your girl will act different.
It's the Gouda.
And thank you guys for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys next Tuesday. And I appreciate you talking about the game. Love you guys.
Bye. Hasta la abuela.
We all know English, motherfucker, okay? And I'm so glad we all have English. God damn it. Thank you, guys. Damn. Tell me. Goodbye.